just finished packing for a trip. It's quite difficult. It took me a long time because I'm going into the unknown. And what do you pack when you're going into the unknown? You need an unknown amount of kit. You need unknown things. Well, when I say unknown, I'm going into deepest, darkest Wales, which I feel like I know quite well. West Wales, got family there. Northwest, I must admit, and I'll be heading further south. I used to live in Wales as a very small child, and I've been there a lot, camping, climbing, caving, all kinds of lovely stuff. But I've never been to this particular unknown, this particular part of Wales, and this particular conference. Can it be called a conference? The Do Lectures. They definitely seem to be unique. I've been aware of them for a couple of years, but it wasn't until recently when Jemima Kish of The Guardian introduced me to David Hyatt behind the Do Lectures did I get to delve a little bit deeper. In his own words, his aim is to spread knowledge as much and as far as possible. He says he feels that knowledge needs to be shared. Ideas need oxygen, good ideas spread quickly, great ideas spread even faster, and that he believes in ideas. Now, it's not just about the ideas, though. It seems to be that they're effectively guaranteeing that when you come away from the Do Lectures, you will be inspired to do. You will be given new practical tools, gifted ideas, and been exposed to a different point of view. This is something I try to do every day, but it's not always possible. You get stuck in ruts and you need to be shaken to your very core. And I'm hoping that the kind of glimpse from doing a little bit of research into the Do Lectures, I'm hoping that they really are all about this. I'm going to find out for myself. I'm very happy to be invited to do a little bit of documenting. So I'll be taking some photos, possibly a little bit of video. You can guarantee some audio. Will I be able to get any of it out this week? Because I'll be there for a good few days. But it's famous for being isolated. This could be difficult to get anything out until I find myself near a wireless hotspot. I'm taking all kinds of bits and bobs, some batteries so that I can power my kit away from mains. I'm taking my MiFi. The only thing I don't have is a weather balloon to attach my mobile wireless hotspot to float into the hopefully some path of a GSM signal. If not, it might be that I'm hiking out of the Do Lectures in order to upload a picture or a photo or whatever I can. Quite excited to not only be out in the middle of Nowheresville, but to be in the company of what appears to be some great minds. If you go to dolectures.com, you should see loads of really interesting past speakers, past videos, past bits of information from people like Tim Berners-Lee, so on and so forth, and a wealth of kind of resources. You'll also see this year's speakers, some of which I hope to grab and have a conversation with. During my packing, I momentarily packed my axe. It's now in this drawer. I'm in my shed office at the moment, and I do keep my axe in my drawer. Why did I nearly pack my axe? Because it was a really inspiring talk from the makers of my very axe, Gransforce. The kind of talk that happens at the Do Lectures, this axe manufacturer telling everybody how they made these very pretty, very beautiful, well-painted, well-finished, complete axes, but nobody was buying them. So they decided to strip away all of the unnecessary, going by the ancient principle of less is more. And they studied as much as they possibly could so that they became the kings of knowledge when it came to axe making. They even built a museum whilst gathering as much knowledge as possible about how to build an axe. Check out Gransforce. I'm going to have to read it off the axe. Gransforce. Now, I knew the Gransforce story because when you buy an axe, you get history and a booklet and loads of incredible information, so you are enriched. Why have I got an axe, you're probably asking? I suddenly realise having an axe for me is normal. Listening to me talking about an axe, probably not so. Bushcraft, camping, all kinds of cool stuff with an open fire. Axes are amazing tools. So I was really enthralled to see the talk on the Do Lectures website, linked from a friend, Carl, on Twitter, fellow creative, and it really kind of epitomised in my way what I think a lot of companies now are striving towards, and not enough are, this This needs to be authentic. This needs to be in touch with the history of what you're doing. This need to know everything you possibly can about what you're doing so you can do it better than anybody else. And keeping it really simple. It's completely turned them around as a company. And, well, I wouldn't buy an axe from anyone else. Do I need any more axes? Possibly not. And I'm not taking it because I've got a bag full of tech, which I possibly won't need either because I might just get lost in conversations. So that's where I'm going to be for the next few days. Follow my stream on Twitter. I am Documentally. Or if you go to... Actually, just Google Documentally. If you go to audioboo.net, you should see some audio flying up there. And I'm sure I'll be linking everything else into my Twitter stream. Right, onward. It's got to be at least 4 hours. Got some podcasts to plug into my ears and the long road ahead. Wish me luck.